The Bellamys, I suppose, father and son. Yes, I really believe it. A man with money and local influence doesn't need to resort to murder just to get rid of an unwelcome lover. Could you have been mistaken about that, Clarence?
Yes, I could.
Eliminate the impossible.
Time to give you the next developments, I think.
I'm listening.
McPherson's dog was found dead on the beach at the very place where his master died.
His dog? Did you examine it?
Shortly after it was found, the body was stiff and his eyes were bulging. There was agony in every line of it.
Killed by the murderer? But why, for God's sake?
Some sort of revenge. I didn't know.
You said developments, plural.
I think it's only fair to tell you that I had the first glimmerings of an idea about them.
May I ask what sort of glimmerings? Or would that be cheating?
It was something I couldn't quite put my finger on. Have you ever had one of those nightmares where you feel that there's some all-important thing, you search for it, you know it's there, but you don't know exactly what it is, and it's always just out of your reach? That's how I felt.
Yes, I know what you mean. The harder you try, the more elusive it gets.
Yes, precisely.
The best solution is to give up the struggle. Let it surface in its own good time.
Well put.
Eliminate the impossible. What were the other developments?
There was just one. Someone else was attacked, exactly as McPherson had been. Ian Murdoch.
Murdoch too? Yes. Yes. What exactly happened?
I was at home. He burst into my sitting room with Stackhurst close behind him. He found Murdoch down on the beach.
The same spot?
Almost exactly. Murdoch's shoulder was marked with the same wounds and he was in agony.
Brandy to deaden the pain. Something soothing on the cuts. Did he have any cream? Soft butter? Something like that?
Salad or...
Yes, that would have done it a pinch.
It seemed to help. Murdoch was already half in a faint and the brandy put him right out. We sent word for a doctor. And while we were waiting, Stackhurst told me what had happened.
Well, Holmes, I was walking...
Wait! Let me see if I'm right. No, let me ask you this first. What was Murdoch wearing?
A bathing costume covered by his coat.
Yes. And Stackhurst found him at the very edge of the lagoon. He'd been swimming.
Bravo, Doctor.
I have another question.
I rather thought you might have.
What do you find, McPherson? You said he was naked from the waist up.
I did.
Describe his trousers.
Grey wool.
Oh, damn it, Holmes, you know what I mean.
Clumsily fastened, somewhat crumpled.
You might have told me that at the very beginning.
I didn't realize the importance of it myself until considerably later.
And his hair. What about his hair?
I rather think you can answer that yourself.
He was in the habit of anointing it with oil, slicking it down close to his scalp.
Absolutely correct. Here, have the solution.
Not all of it. Not yet. Did you, at that stage?
Yes, but I had a distinct advantage not available to you.
You were in your own home.
I was.
With your own books.
With my own books.
And you've always been quite a collector of books. Every subject under the sun.
I'm an omnivorous reader.
It was something you'd read. The thing you couldn't recall. It was something you'd read in your own library. So you were able to find it again. Or did you just remember it out of the blue?
As you said, it surfaced.
Home.
Home.
Watson?
Yes?
Well done!
Now, which one?
Would you like me to show you?
No. Just give me a moment. Damn. But I'm close. I must be close.
Extremely.
Then, here we are.
Yes, show me.
Out of Drawers by J.G. Wood.
The famous observer.
That's high praise coming from you.
Never read it.
No, but you have, and recently, too. There's a clear fingerprint in the dust along the top, you see?
Seems I must speak to Martha about her standards of cleanliness.
You're changing the subject. Now I know I'm right.
Well, aren't you going to look inside?
Not yet. I rather think that this is that moment in the spotlight you promised me. I want to enjoy it.
You deserve it. The stage is yours.
Thank you. Now, the most important clues were the dead man's trousers and the oil on his hair.
But why, Holmes? I mean, what's that?
Together with the unusually high temperature that day, even before breakfast. When you found the body, you were too distracted to realize the significance of the trousers, but you couldn't have missed noticing it if the man was soaking wet.
He wasn't.
And so you concluded that he hadn't got as far as going for his swim. But you were wrong. The early morning sun had dried his body. And the oil prevented his hair from getting wet. The trousers
puzzled me.
But you said it yourself. McPherson was an old-fashioned, withdrawn, very proper sort of man.
Well, even so.
Perhaps I've had more experience of it than you. It may be hard to accept, but it's true. Even if the body's in terrible agony, There's a part of the brain that concerns itself with the most ordinary, mundane...